Today's sermon videos on Micah 6, verses 1 through 8, Mercy Me, are available on the church website at christchurchsl.org/sermons. The discussion guide is available in the link below or in the weekly email attachment. Please send your group members a friendly email reminder of your upcoming meeting this week and include the sermon videos link and the discussion guide PDF file too. You may wish to include some items from the leadership tips in your email as well, such as upcoming church events like the Ash Wednesday services. The leaders' tips are available below in all three formats, video, audio, and text, on the website smallgroupleaders.net. Leaders' tip number one, schedules and upcoming events. While the Small Group Leaders Equipping Track is canceled for today because of the Super Bowl, the audio recording and the document files from the previous session, session number 2, is available on this site under the Small Group Leaders Equipping Track page. Next Sunday, February 11th, Pastor Temple will be leading the session on the uniqueness of the United Methodist tradition, from grace to grace, which you will not want to miss if you can help it. It is starting at 5:30 p.m. in the Bride's Room. That's 30 minutes later than usual because of a previous meeting that afternoon, and all are welcome. Also, please share with your group members that Ash Wednesday services are at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. on February 14th, which is Valentine's Day. It is a great way to begin the season of Lent, which carries through to Easter Sunday, which this year is on April 1st, April Fool's Day. During Lent, our small groups will be discussing the series Spring Training, Disciplines for a Strong Spiritual Life, which focuses on such basic spiritual disciplines as community, fasting, communion, prayer, and reading scripture for the first 5 weeks, and then we will celebrate Holy Week together with worship services on Palm Sunday, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday. Leader tips number 2, small groups and short-term commitments in the semester system. After Easter, there are about 6 weeks to fit in a short spring semester for small groups before some start to travel in early summer. I call this our spring mini-mester at Christ Church. For existing small groups, this beginning of a new semester is a time when members can choose to re-up their commitment to the next semester or choose to take a break from the group for a season if they need to. We may also have a feedback survey form for the end of the winter semester for people to fill out for the purposes of improving the experience in the weeks to come and to give people the opportunity to voice their intent for the following semester. Using the semester system also presents the great opportunity to invite new people into the group with the short-term commitment of just 6 weeks. Leadership tip number 3, new small groups. Please be in prayer for the new small groups that are in the process of forming. Some are starting out with an invitation to a no-commitment, come-and-see first meeting, where they can just meet the people and see what the experience is like before committing to anything further. And then, if they're open to it, they're invited to join the short-term small group through Easter in the spring training series. If you know of others in the Sugar Mill, Siena, Riverstone, Sugar Creek, or Quail Valley areas who would like to be in a new small group, please let me know soon so that I can get them connected. Leaders tip number 4, discussion guide formatting changes. It's likely that during the season of Lent, I will be making some changes in our discussion guides for 2 reasons. Reason 1, some of our groups would like to begin their meeting time with a shared meal, which would mean that the life-sharing prayer request section would be placed first rather than last in the discussion guide order. You would still be praying at the end to close your time together, but the time for life updates and writing down prayer requests would be done at the beginning of the meeting. Reason 2, I've been doing research on small groups as part of my doctoral program, and would like to try some different suggestions that I've been reading about. For example, one of the suggestions is to include additional scriptures that are complementary to the sermon message, but not necessarily referred to in the sermon, and kind of as illustrations. We will try some of these discussion guide formatting changes during Lent, and then get some feedback about it in the end of the semester survey in the form mentioned earlier in the post. But because of space constraints in the guide for biblical texts, it would be good if you, as the leader, can begin encouraging your members to bring Bibles with them, or you could also bring extra Bibles with you that they could use. Well, thank you again for being a leader in the small group ministries of Christ Church. I'll be in prayer for you and your group as you meet this week. Blessings.